Lively Stones Meditations for Saturday, 12th March 2022. Able to keep you from falling. From Jude chapter 1, verses 20 to 25 in the King James Version. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I felt led a few days ago to look at this passage from Jude, and this morning I read this commentary by Oswald Chambers on the same verses. It emphasizes the essential need for prayer. Prayer is everything in our relationship with the Lord. It is what keeps us on track on our pilgrimage through life. Prayer pervaded by Pentecost. We have to pray relying upon what has been revealed by the sent down Holy Spirit. And the first revelation is that we do not know how to pray. See Romans 8, verse 26. We have to learn to draw on our relationship to Jesus Christ. As we do, we realize that the Holy Spirit keeps us in simple relationship to our Lord while we pray. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we are released from our petitions. Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Then why ask? The whole meaning of prayer is that we may know God. And asking and receiving prayer is elementary. It is the part of prayer we can understand. But it is not necessarily praying in the Holy Spirit. Those who are not born again must ask and receive. But when we have received and have become rightly related to God, we must maintain this simplicity of belief in him while we pray. Our minds must be saturated by the revelation of prayer until we learn in every detail to pray in the Holy Spirit. Prayer is not an exercise, it is life. Oswald Chambers from If Ye Shall Ask. Our Lord is undoubtedly able to keep us from stumbling, but do we access his ability to do it? He is the way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. He is the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. And he is the life. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. On our previous post, Truth Has Fallen in the Street, we see that each of us is capable at some level of failing and falling into sinful ways. What is so amazing and comforting is that we have a God who, if we commit to him and allow the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ to inhabit every aspect of our life, he is able to keep you from falling or stumbling. But much more fundamentally, present you faultless before the presence of his glory and with exceeding joy. He will not just wipe the slate clean, but he does the work in the fullest expression of joy. Hallelujah. Meditate on these things. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And finally, a holy promise, Oswald Chambers on hope, in doubt, hope in God. God grant that we may accept His clouds and mysteries and be led into His inner secrets by obedient trust. From The Place of Help.